Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Still to come, return of Who Sucks Less. First time for a few emails on our question, who flipped the hell out, and what was their issue? From The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Hello, guys. 17 years ago, my then-girlfriend and still wife were at my house with my brother and my mother. Understand, my mom was Puerto Rican, 5'5", and total spitfire. I feared her temper even as an adult. So my brother and mom were arguing when he called her the word that rhymes with trunk. I'm trying to figure out what that word is.
So close.
A drunk?
Drunk. Skunk?
Skunk or spunk.
Maybe she's bald and he called her a monk.
Junk?
Punk?
Punk?
Maybe she's crunk or a punk.
Only in school, she's a flunk.
My mother went total Latina, flipped out. She went absolutely nuts on him. She swore at him in Spanish and English, followed him while punching, kicking, and scratching him from the kitchen all the way to his room as he tried to escape from her onslaught. My girl and I quietly left the house. Lesson learned, never call my mom that word. Rock on that from Juan.
Juan word.
Yeah, man. Still wondering what that word is. All of y'all is happy hump day. There I was, my last day with FedEx. After that long, grueling last week, having this box and the addresses and named and match where the box was going. It was for an assisted living veterans place with a residential address. I told my boss, I didn't want this box. Take care of it. It's going to be a problem. He made me take it. I show up and I ask, let's call him Disco John. I ask if Disco John is there. And she slips her, she just loses her mind. Starts screaming at me in this old lady raspy voice. This is the Harrison house. It will always be the Harrison house. I said calmly, I understand. I just need to clarify if he doesn't live here. And again, start screaming, this is the Harrison house. Well, I'm done. I have a case of I'd get the hell out of here. So I walk away and say, F off. Then call my boss and tell him this lady flipped out on me and will probably call and make a complaint. I never told him my last words. I still laugh to this day if I pass that house. Thanks, guys, and keep it up. That from Steven. So I'm headed home one day, and there are two people in front of me at a red light. Light turns green, and the first guy in line doesn't go. Guy behind him taps his horn. Guy in front gets out of his car looking like he's ready to kick some ass. Arms flailing, clearly yelling. Other guy steps out of his car. He is a massive, hulking Islander. Uh-oh. The guy in front immediately deflates and runs back to his car. Islander guy turns and looks at me, shrugs, and laughs. Of course, I got stuck in another red light, but it was worth it just for the laughs. That from Adam. Who flipped the hell out? Well, it was me. What was my issue? Well, I went to Walmart and Federal Way this morning. I was in need of pants. Through wear and tear of my job, I ruined three pairs of pants in the last week. So I'm at Walmart, not the Yakima Walmart, but Walmart nonetheless. I do not like shopping on any day because of the stupidity that ensues. Well, being 6'5", 300 pounds, only certain sizes work for a guy like me. Those sizes are not very plentiful anyway. Well, on the rack, I found one pair of pants that will fit, but I need more. I was able to find more, but they are, for some reason, locked behind glass. Pants. And obviously, this was decided to prevent theft. Here's my issue. After the worker who made me let her pull the pants from the cabinet, then proceeded to tell me that they were going to hold the pants at a register for me till I was ready to check out, but left the pants that I was able to pull myself from the rack. So now I can use a self-checkout because it would be faster. And B, they took the three pairs of pants I wanted from the glass shelf that was locked up for theft customers. But not the one pair of pants was not locked up and just hanging on the rack. So did the employee just tell me to stop me from stealing? Obviously no, but my point is, if you're going to make a rule or change it, at least have it make sense in every scenario. You guys rock that from Ryan. Ryan, it sounds like you might be having a bad day.
Yeah, that is definitely you're just not in a goddamn mood.
Right. On to the birthdays, guys. Happy hum day. Want to give a birthday shout out to my awesome son, Colin. Thanks to podcasts on audio, the Odyssey app. He listens to you guys whenever he's in the car with dear old dad. He is smart and creative and amazes me every day. Mom and dad love you, Colin. Can he get an original fish sandwich medley? Happy Cinco de Mayo, guys. That from Patrick.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Gentlemen, I want to wish my brother Andrew a very happy 21st birthday. Can I get a happy Chinooka from Smokey Robinson, an Andro penis, and the dirty German shaming him for losing his car keys at the Dungeness Spit, and how he will be punished. Thanks, guys. That from Austin.
Happy Chinooka.
Andro penis.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you lost your keys at the what spit?
The Dungeness Spit.
Yeah, the Dungeness Spit. If you play your cards right for your birthday later tonight, you'll see the sex move known as the Dungeness Spit. And it will involve crabs.
Guys, today's my fiancé Jeremy's 27th trip around the sun. Can the dirty Germans talk about how his fiancé Allie loves him the most? Love, Allie. Thanks, guys. And happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, you know already that Allie loves you the most. That is why she is your fiancé. But is she the best you've ever had? If she is close, simply say yes. But I know.
Guys, can you please do a very happy shout-out to a wildly handsome fellow named Kevin from his much, much younger wife, Chrissy? How about a Leroy Jenkins and some dirty German talk? Maybe a terrible dad joke if you've got one. He's stuck in video conferences, fake smiling all day, and could use a real smile. Thanks for being awesome. We are huge fans of the show. That from Christine.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, Christine will not be very pristine tonight when you are done. I imagine she'll be what you call the gooey duck.
I got a couple dad jokes.
Yeah, I hit her with the father jokes. Okay. The father ha-has.
I told my girlfriend she drew her eyebrows too high. She seemed surprised.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guys, can you please do a very happy birthday shout-out? Let's see here. It's my 38th birthday. Can you talk all over yourselves about how no one cares when you turn 38? Thanks, guys. That from Rob. Rob,
you know, man,
point.
That's true. No one cares. Five, that matters.
Only
but after that,
matter,
man, it goes about five. So that's not
that's
zero.
Right?
That's
exactly
it. Really you're not bored. No one's going to give a rat's ass.
It doesn't matter. No one wants to go to your party.
Give me goddamn five.
It sucks. Bitches, can I get a fish sandwich? And the dirty Germans talking about this old carpenter's expensive wood from a 43rd. Liquor and horse, guys. That from the Grape View Goat Farmer.
Do you want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, the Grapefuel Goat Farmer was this expensive wood. Well, guess what? I will bring over the ebony tonight, and you can have it for free.
Patello, today's my 44th trip around the big ball of fire in the sky. I found a show in 2012 after getting out of the military and moving here, and have been listening every day since then. My kids even love the show, ask me every time we get in the car if it's on. So, since no one of my friends likes me enough to email in, I got to do it myself. How about an OG fish sandwich of Leroy Jenkins and the dirty Germans talking about hauling heavy loads? Rock on, bitches. That from Adrian from Tenino, Washington.
Fish sandwich.
Tenino.
Yeah, I was hauling a heavy load earlier today until I went into the handicap stall and got rid of it out of my poop pinata.
You had six yesterday.
I did. I had six. Or even one on the air.
Six.
It was a bad, bad morning, man.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaz of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know who sucks less?
Yay! break time for Who Sucks Last. Julie Cahill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some degree, but it's up to us to determine out of these three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow us on Twitter at 999KISW or on Facebook, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and today we don't go international. We stay right here in the U.S., but we'll head down to Louisiana. We'll head all the way north to Minnesota and then go back to the old stomping grounds of Maryland. But let us start in Louisiana. As the story goes, teens drank alcohol and watched pornographic movies during overnight parties, which, look, I've been a teen. That is precisely what we wanted to do. The difference here is that the party was hosted by the lunch lady. Dawn Marie Bay, she's 38, she was arrested and charged with multiple counts of indecent behavior with a juvenile and contributing to the delinquence of a juvenile. Now, the school is where authorities say she met some of the teens who attended her overnight parties. She has since been fired. Now, her arrest was a result of a weeks-long investigation. The police say was sparked by a complaint from a concerned parent whose son was involved. In other words, loose lips sink ships. Now, deputies were alerted about the occasions where several teens had gone over to an adult woman's house. But during the visits, the boys would drink alcohol, watch porn. The parent also reported that there were sexual encounters. Now, that said, they do not specify if the sexual encounters are between a lunch lady and the teens, or if it's that teens could have sex there with each other at the lunch lady's house. Anyway, the boys were between 13 and 16 years old, and a further investigation revealed someone spent the night at the woman's home. The woman, she was brought in for questioning and charged with 8 counts of indecent behavior with a juvenile and faces 10 counts of contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile. Look, you just can't do that, man.
No.
You cannot do that. Now let's go to Minnesota. And Mike, I believe you have the story later in headlines, but a woman is accused of, we'll say, disrupting a graveside funeral of her ex-boyfriend and then driving her SUV through the cemetery. Blair Witten, who's either 28 or 29, I like that, they're like, we don't know. She's either 28 or 29, faces one count of misdemeanor reckless endangerment stemming from an incident that happened just this past weekend. According to the court documents, several members of the public flagged down police and said that a vehicle had been driving over gravesites trying to run people over. Well, an officer detained Witten on the north side of the cemetery, and she told police she'd shown up for her ex-boyfriend's funeral and was sitting in her car at the cemetery when people approached her vehicle. And she told the police she thought the people would hurt her, so she drove off, being careful not to hit anything. That's her statement. Well, the father of the deceased told police he witnessed the chick, who he said, by the way, was not wanted at the funeral, driving the SUV at a high speed across the cemetery. Another witness told police he was approaching her parked vehicle, asking her to leave, and she accelerated toward him, causing him to jump out of the way. Well, the witnesses said she was not welcome at the funeral because she'd made harassing posts on social media about her ex-boyfriend's death.
Jesus.
And then showed up there and tried to run people down. Anyway, she was arrested and taken to jail. I saw her mugshot. She looks like someone who I would expect to show up unwanted at a funeral and try to drive people over. And now we go to Maryland. And, Miles, you turned me on to this story. There's a 47-year-old woman, right? Her name is Gail Metwally. Now, she was caught on cell phone video, dressed, sitting with a book in her lap, as the home in front of her was engulfed in flames. So, again, I want you to picture a house is on fire, and the neighbors couldn't figure out why this woman was sitting very calmly in a chair, just watching it burn down. And then there's an unidentified man who narrates the video. This is the blaze tears through the home with minutes and watching her at the front lawn. Well, officials said that a total of 4 people, including Metwally, they live in the home. 2 of them were not there. But while the home was on fire, witnesses heard the lone occupant in a basement window yelling for help, and that's when bystanders safely assisted her out of the window. The woman who was rescued was identified as a woman named Blenda Holbrook, and according to that woman's sister, someone had thrown a trash can on the stairs blocking her exit, okay? And then what they pieced together is that the woman that was sitting in the chair watching the house burn is also responsible for setting the house on fire. Not only did she start a fire on the outside, several different locations inside she had also set on fire, grabbed a lawn chair, sat down, and watched the building burn to the ground as someone is screaming for help in the basement. Now, all of that said, if there's any silver lining in all of this, the woman who set the house on fire had only been living there a little amount of time because she had been away for mental illness.
Okay.
So she has a history of mental illness. To me, that's the only saving grace in this. But otherwise, you can watch the video. She is sitting in a chair, and you hear people narrating, and they're like, what the F is she doing, man? Like, did she set the goddamn... Oh, my God, there's someone in there. So, those are our three stories today. We have the lunch lady in Louisiana who's hosting teens over to give them alcohol, let them watch porn, may or may not be having sex with them. They did not clarify that in the story. We have the woman in Minnesota who shows up unwanted at the funeral of her ex-boyfriend, who she was saying horrible things about on social media after his death, driving over gravesites trying to run people over. And then finally, the crazy lady in Maryland who intentionally blocked someone from getting out of the house as she set on fire.
Oh, the woman in Minnesota, she was seriously driving crazily through the cemetery.
Yes.
She was running over gravesites. The service was going on in the cemetery.
Yes,
this was not in the funeral home. This is when you're burying the body, all right?
And it's actively going on.
She tried to run over family members there.
All right.
That's pretty bad because you're attempting to kill somebody or severely injure somebody with your vehicle. That's pretty bad. Woman was trying to burn her house, regardless of the fact that she's mentally incapacitated or ill. The idea of killing your housemate, sitting a chair in the front lawn, setting the house on fire, blocking her exit, and trying to kill her is a very bad thing as well. Now, I will say this. The lunch lady in Louisiana, she didn't try to kill anybody. It's not that she was doing the right thing. It's the fact that, look, the intent was not to harm anybody. Now, is that wrong? Absolutely. Would I want that to be my kid? F no. Do I think this is a terrible situation? Yes. But the game is who sucks less.
And
you have to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Not condoning the behavior. But in this case, I believe the lunch lady who had the sleepovers with the students and drank alcohol and watched porn sucks the least.
I agree. Mike?
See, I'm going with the gal in Minnesota that ran the that raced the SUV through the cemetery.
Really? Why?
I am. Because the woman that was watching the house burn down, to me, she sucks the most. I think that's kind of a fair feeling in this room.
When you sit in a chair to watch people burn to death,
Right. That you said you've trapped them inside the house, okay, you just suck on all levels. So then the rest of it is kind of optics to me. And to be honest with you, the optics of a lunch lady inviting students over to a delinquency sleepover, and several of them, to where we don't know if she had any kind of predatory thoughts about it there. Whereas the woman in Minnesota that's racing her car through the cemetery, terrible. Don't condone it.
She's trying to kill people. Watching porn isn't killing people.
That's fair, but it's... I'm just, if I'm in that situation, what would you rather hear? That a friend of yours was nearly hit at a burial in a cemetery, or that your kid was at this weird sleepover with a lunch lady?
I would have to put it like that. Alcohol.
I mean, either way, you got to deal.
That's kind of where my mind's going.
All right, fair enough. Well, if you'd like to get into the debate there,
the point of view of the kids.
Okay. Sure.
Like, I watch. This is not the right thing, but I'm like,
they're probably enjoying it.
That's what they keep going.
No one's making them go.
But still a bad thing. But exactly. I'm just more comfortable with that, I guess, than a funeral driver lady.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook, you are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. Yay! You're in the men's room.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, there are reports that China launched a rocket into space last week that's just flying around the planet out of control.
That is a true report.
And they have no idea where it will land.
They're waiting. They've been watching this thing for 2 days.
Just flying aimlessly in space.
What does they say it comes down 4 miles every rotation around the Earth?
All right. So they can guesstimate. I remember having this experience, because again, we're old. Skylab, you remember that? I think it was 79 or 80, all right? So it was like the first space station. Anyway, eventually, its orbit decays and it's going to come crashing back down to Earth. And they have absolutely no idea where. But it's crazy back then because you didn't have Twitter and cable and social media. It was just you had 3 major networks and they'd break in every once in a while. Like, we think it's going to hit near Montreal, right? So, but like for an hour, you're like, oh my God, so Montreal's preparing for the goddamn space station to come crashing into the city. Then an hour later, we believe now it might hit New York City. Seriously.
And I wanted to end up hitting Australia.
Yeah, they weren't even close.
The damnest thing in the world.
Right.
And then we just had one. A couple weeks ago, there was a rocket that came down over the southern border of Washington and the northern border of Oregon. And if you were in those areas, you saw this thing break apart across the sky. This thing is like 4 times the size of this. Right. So basically, what they made some international agreement like, look, you can put this stuff up there, but it needs to have a plan as far as how it's going to come down.
Right.
China went, whatever, we're China, hell with it. It lands where it lands. So we're waiting to find out where it lands. Early prediction was somewhere in between the tropics of Capricorn and Cancer. Mm-hmm. They think it could be anywhere from Rio de Janeiro to Europe. They just don't know, but it's...
But here's the thing. I can guess that much.
Right.
They just don't know where.
Well, guys, just say you don't know. Because when you start going from South America to Europe, like, well, yeah, we get that. That's half of the Earth.
Right. So, at this point, we're just taking squares of where it's going to land. I think it's Arkansas.
Ooh, that might not be a bad thing.
Just take squares and where it's going to
land. Because we have no idea. Did we do it by continent, ocean?
Right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you could do multiples, I would think. Okay, it's going to land on the continent of Africa. It's going to land on the continent of Europe.
7 continents, 5 oceans, right?
Something like that,
5 oceans, yeah.
So, that gives us at least one, and then we can get a little bit more specific.
I'd say that we all do that.
I'm taking Africa.
Taking Africa. All right.
You know what? Going big or going home?
I think it's hitting the ocean. I think it's hitting the Atlantic.
Well, Pacific would be the biggest ocean.
Right.
So if you're going to go for like the China theory on like who has the most of this, you always guess China.
Man, it never hits the big one.
I would go Pacific.
It always hits the small one. I'm going Atlantic on this one.
Okay. I'm
going
to say, for no reason at all, it hits off the west coast of South America.
West
so Pacific
coast,
Ocean.
So you're going South America?
I'm going to say within that 20-mile border. Right. Right?
Okay.
So not in the middle of the ocean, not quite, just somewhere within their international boundary there.
I feel Europe with this.
Feeling Europe?
I'm feeling Europe area. That's kind of why I'm going with the Atlantic. I'll take the west end of Europe over there. Maybe a little bit up towards the north, you know, that kind of chunk.
Now we made it interesting.
Here we go. A woman in Pennsylvania was arrested after she assaulted someone with pool balls, cue sticks, cookie sheets, and a DVD player.
Damn, she has all of that at her disposal.
I said she must have been at home.
Right, Pennsylvania.
A really nice
record.
Or at a garage sale. I'm trying to think when
she's at a really good pub of some kind. You know, I don't know why they have cookie sheets. Maybe they got really good cookies in there, but.
And DVRs.
DVD players?
DVD players.
Shouldn't be out of the realm of possibility. Didn't you acquire a DVD player from
me?
Somewhere? Yeah.
That was for training. That's for training videos.
That was a VCR.
Yeah,
that was
a VCR.
I stole from Chi-Chi's.
That's how they trained us at BKU. You had to watch like 8 VHS tapes.
Yeah, and they... So I stole the VCR, and my manager was very cool. It was like 3 days later, she was like, hey, do you know the VCR was missing out of the bar side of Chi-Chi's?
What?
I was like, I didn't hear that, man. And she goes, well, I just think you're lucky I didn't come over to watch a movie. I was like, is it that obvious?
I love your qualifier, though. I didn't hear that. that sentence never reached my ears.
Yeah. I was on the spot, man. I didn't know what to say.
You did. You said the perfect thing. The CEO has admitted that even he is sick of Zoom meetings. The CEO of Zoom.
Yes.
How could you not?
Of course.
Right.
Like, look. Zoom provides a service that ended up being beneficial for business, But it doesn't mean you enjoy it. It's like a surgeon. Like, oh, I'm a heart surgeon. Do you know what I don't like? Having surgery on my goddamn heart. So, like, right. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the CEO of Burger King wants to fly into every town and eat Burger King? Or maybe he's like in Seattle, like, I'd really like to go to the Met.
He's at the Met telling you I'm the CEO of Burger King.
My problem with Zoom is that it is way too much like that difference between the news anchor in the studio and the field reporter. They're trying to communicate with each other.
But they're having that communication.
They don't have the lag down yet. So you got a room of like 8 people in there, whether it's a meeting, whether you guys are just having, you know, like what Ted does, has a few beers, having a good time. But first, there's only one person talking at a time. There can only be one person talking at a time.
It's like Highlander. There can only be one.
Exactly. Most of us have a couple of friends. Zoom works well for Ted because Ted has like 70 friends in every town and every state in the United States. Across the world. So for him,
literally
it's like,
across,
you know,
the
like
world.
It looks like there's 900 people up there because Ted's got that many friends.
Exactly.
You know, it's annoying for us, man, because, you know, we've been here through the pandemic, whatever. We all agreed, like, look, we're going to keep coming in.
That's right.
The show's got to go on. It's just one of those things. But 99% of our coworkers have not, right?
That's right.
So, but every once in a while, they have these full-on meetings.
Yep.
So poor Mike has to set up the computer because Miles and I have no idea even how to do it. Don't care. And won't bother to learn. But we set it up, and what's the question we always ask? The first thing we say to you when all the squares pop up for our big Brady Bunch style meeting.
There's a quick breath and then it's, Mike, is our microphone turned on?
That is the single most, make sure, like make sure.
Are we muted?
Yeah, because we have comments about the meeting, but they don't want to hear them.
Do we have to have the camera on? Can we turn the video off real quick?
Honest to God, truth or truth. Make sure that mic is muted, man.
VD looks like hell. What is he doing, man?
He does. Always looks just miserable.
Anyway, he came up to me last week. He even goes, apparently I have like resting bitch face or something. Yes.
Yeah.
So when you're on a Zoom meeting, he's the nicest guy, but on a Zoom meeting, he looks like he's angry.
Yes.
You know why? Because he is.
That's right. I don't want to be a part of this doggone Zoom meeting.
If he was smiling, he'd be happy.
Oh, man. More incentive. New Jersey is offering free beer at their local craft breweries if people show their vaccination cards.
It's not a bad promotion. It's a shot in a beer.
That's right.
So like anything else, you know that.
Too. Sure.
So it's like, what?
This show has proven one thing to anybody. It's that beer motivates people.
Yes, it does. Right. They built an entire new Fisher House.
Right.
Because people like beer.
Because you're all drunks.
And look, I said that when we first launched the beer, so look, it also goes to a very positive, charitable thing. And I cannot believe more people don't do this because the crap they always do, like, you know, we're raising money for this to run 5 miles.
Right.
No. I don't want to do that.
No.
But if I could drink beer and it still benefits, like, do things that make sense to people.
Right. Don't kill my legs. Kill my liver.
You know, climb the top of the Columbia Tower. Like, no.
That sucks.
I don't want to run up, 75 floor. I want to drink beer.
Just buy this beer. Oh, great. A man in the UK swerving to avoid hitting a cat managed to drive on top of a parked car.
Oh, God, I saw that picture. You know the cat set him up.
Of course he did. It's a cat, man. Mm-hmm. I love both my cats. They would both set me up like that.
In a heartbeat.
Don't hit me. Crash. There's a bottle of wine that's going up for auction that spent a year on the ISS. That would be cool. It would do nothing to the wine, in my opinion, other than the fact that you could say, this is space wine.
I mean, that's what I'd want, but I'm a space nerd.
Like, yes!
But I also know I'd eventually drink it.
Right, it would go away so fast.
Why didn't they drink it?
Right?
That would be my thing. Like, we got a bottle of wine up here, and you're going to put that thing back down to Earth?
They'd like to show the Tang bottles that are floating around, and then they suck up the Tang bottles.
Yeah,
like, no, man, get the wine out there.
We don't have any wine here. They got plenty.
What would be the only alcohol that could be up on the International Space Station for a year that you would buy that would actually have a shelf life to you? If it's a bottle of whiskey, it's going away. If it's a bottle of tequila, it's going away.
It's gone,
vodka,
right.
I know that. The wine, I'm going to muscle through it. Wow. What would be the bottle that would probably last the longest for you?
Ouzo.
Ouzo.
If I said, hey, we brought Ouzo to space, I'd be like, I would love to have it because to me that is a cool thing. Say, I got space Ouzo. You're going to open it? No, you know what? I'd even open it, but not for me. I'd offer it to anybody. If you want some Ouzo, I'll pour you Ouzo.
You get, don't send me a fancy bottle up there. You know, don't send a bottle of a, you know, a $200 bottle of wine up there.
You want mellow corn.
No, exactly. I want a plastic bottle of vodka that you sent up there that you bought for like 10 bucks at the grocery store.
It's still cool.
Yes, it's still awesome. But
mellow corn you speak of is making me thirsty.
I'm not going to drink it immediately because it's garbage vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see there. Nice tea, Miles. There's a new study found 2/3 of dog owners feel like their dog has a better social life than they do.
If you really believe that, evaluate your social life.
That's fair.
Also, if you live in Seattle, you know that most people will talk and address your dog and not you if you're walking past them.
That's
absolutely
right. So even though there's social interaction with other dogs, it's even better with human beings.
And Miles, you're not kidding. They full out ignore the person that's holding it.
It's like they're not there.
No, you're not.
Right. It's not, hey, can the two of them meet, which I've done before. I'll look straight at the other owner and say, hey, he's friendly. If they want to say hi, okay. There were so many people, oh, look at this dog right here. What is your name down there? And I could tell them the name, and they don't give a damn about what I have to say.
No, they don't care what you're saying. They don't care.
But here's the key with that, because it does happen. I figured this out about 2 years ago. What's your name? I don't say anything. But then they look
up
at you.
You addressed him.
Oh. And you still wait for them. Oh, what's your dog's name? I'm like, oh, my dog. Yeah, that's Molly.
Tell him.
But if you're asking the dog.
Go ahead, tell him.
Because you're not, you're talking to the dog.
Right, go ahead, tell him your name.
You know, but keep in mind, it'd be different if we spoke first.
You know what?
But if you startle, what's your name? I'm like, wait for him to die.
I'm sorry, I taught my dog not to talk to strangers.
I'm sure you're fine, but
my bad.
Our friends at BuzzFeed gave us a list of the 10 tired old myths that people still believe. So see what we got going on here. Myth number 10, what do you guys know about your public swimming pools? What's the myth that you tend to hear?
If you pee in the water, it turns
the water blue. Or
public swimming pools have a chemical that turns blue if you pee in them. That's just something that parents tell their kids. There is no chemical that can do that to urine.
I know that because even when I believed that, that did not stop me from peeing.
Right.
It was more like, oh boy, I'm about to get humiliated than like, oh, this might be a lot. No, I never tell my kids that.
Right, you just don't want your kids to let loose in the pool all the time. Myth number 9, I've never heard this one before, but your dog's mouth is cleaner than our own.
I've heard that.
Yeah,
I
have.
Not true at all. Dogs and humans.
It's his butt!
That's what you're trying to tell somebody, like, dude, you're kissing your dog with your mouth.
And they always say, dog's mouth's cleaner than a human. Does your dog not lick its butt?
Dogs and humans both have around 600 different types of bacteria in their mouth. Plus, we brush our teeth every day, and like you guys have said, you've seen what your dog eats. What do we know about coffee? If a young kid would drink coffee, it is said that coffee stunts your growth.
Oh. Yeah, I've heard that garbage. Come on.
My generation, you were not allowed to drink coffee as a kid.
No, you just... They would give you a sip of beer.
They would give you beer before they would give you coffee.
Right.
Because
you need the coffee.
Well, their fear was just this. You give them a little bit of coffee, they get that caffeine. Seriously, because kids are already
jacked.
It says the main thing that can stunt a kid's growth is poor nutrition, but coffee and caffeine do not do that. What do we know about our blood that runs within our veins?
But it's blue or whatever the hell.
Our blood is blue before it's exposed to oxygen. No, it is always red. Your veins just look blue because of how light travels through our skin.
That's it.
Always
the
red.
The old flashlight trick.
Exactly. Myth number 6 of the tired old myth that people still believe. What do we know about spiders and sleep?
The 3 a year climb into your mouth.
8 spiders a year. Swallow 8 spiders a year in your sleep. It's just an urban legend. As far as anyone can tell, there's no truth to it. Honestly, unless you put a camera facing you, there is no way to actually tell if you're eating spiders in the middle of
it. I've heard a scientist explain it like this. And to your point, like, look, we're not actively monitoring this, so I don't guarantee it. But he goes, spiders have been around for millions and millions of years, which tells me they're at least smart enough not to climb into the mouth of another creature. So it's that simple.
Right.
Like,
and that's not
they're not going to climb into your mouth because they recognize that's where they're going to die.
Right.
Like, why would any animal do that?
Stinky, constantly moving.
That's not what I heard happens if you have your mouth open when you're sleeping.
It depends who's spending the night.
That's right. Let's see here. My cousin actually used to grab a razor and pretend to shave his face because he knew this myth. Shaving makes your hair grow back thicker.
That has never made sense to me.
Because everyone would shave their head if they were bald and their hair would grow back.
That is not the case. Right. Some people think that because the tips of your hair feels coarser after they've been cut, but shaving does not make it grow back any thicker. Again, this is BuzzFeed's list of 10 tired old myths that people still believe. Number 4, if you swallow a piece of gum,
stays in your body for 7 years.
That's right.
And it collects all the spiders you ate.
The truth is that just like corn, your body cannot digest it.
Just like corn.
But it doesn't stay in there for 7 years. It moves through your body just like everything else you eat, and it just doesn't break down.
Moves through your body like kale.
Ooh.
2 minutes.
Man. Let's see. What do we know about dogs and particularly how they see?
Black and white, or two-dimensional.
Yeah, yeah. They're colorblind.
That's right. The newest science says they probably do see colors, just not as many as we do. They're basically red-green colorblind. So they are colorblind to a degree, just not... They don't see it like a 50s TV show.
And my thing is, like, why does it matter?
Right.
My
why do we care?
I hate my spots.
You used to have three bulbs on a TV, Mike, and
red, yellow, and blue.
Inevitably, one would blow.
Yeah.
All right. You go to your grandparents' house, and it was like a green and white television.
Always.
And you're
always.
Like, I'm going to get that Xena fixed. I'm like, no, you're not, Granddad. I was here 6 months ago, and you're watching stuff in green and white then.
You get used to it.
10 tired old myths that people still believe. What do we know about our brain capacity as far as using our brain?
You only use 10% of your brain.
That is correct.
Which for a lot of people I do believe to be true.
That's right. A survey a while back found 2/3 of us believe that we actually use only 10% of our brain. But even with simple tasks, you're still using most of your brain. It takes so much energy that up to 1/5 of the calories that you eat go towards keeping your brain working.
Yeah, that's like the primary ones.
Right.
It's essentially running the entire show.
That's the big one right
yeah.
there. Let's see here. This is the number one tired old myth that people still believe. What do you guys know about?
You'll get arthritis if you crack your nuts.
That is correct. It might cause weakness in your hands, but there is no proof that it actually causes full-on arthritis.
Also used to hear, if you sit too close to the TV, you'll go blind.
That one, don't make that face. It'll get stuck
if
that
you
way.
Fart and burp at the same time, you'll die.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
There was a bunch of them out there.
As a kid, that was terrifying.
You'll blow your eyes. You'll blow your eyes out if you sneeze with your eyes open.
Right, right, right.
Celebrities, Richard Gere, Rod Stewart,
right. All those things.
There's a city in Canada that tried to solve their moss problem, but they ended up making a bigger one.
How'd they do that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Think about cock headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?